I think these changes in age composition are going to have real impact on the way we live, the way we work, our political systems, how we relate to our families, how we provide care. We're going to see a shift in the population composition. And that means far less young people being born and entering and driving our economies and societies, and far more people in mid and late life. One of the big questions that concern people is, when you have this change in your age structure so that you have a reduction in the number of young people and an increase in the number of older people, who's actually going to care for those dependent older people? And I think there are two main trends that we're seeing at the moment. At the moment, it does seem that we're actually pushing back frailty across the life course. So although we have an increasing number of old people, they need not necessarily be frail and dependent, and that we're keeping people healthy and active, particularly in Europe and North America, for far longer. And that means that the amount of time at which for which you need carers within your life course is probably being reduced. The second thing, of course, is that we're seeing a change in the differential life expectancy between men and women. Traditionally, we used to say that the diseases of old age would kill men and disable women. And that's because many men died from things like cardiovascular disease, they had heart attacks or strokes in early old age in their 60s or 70s. And we had a large number of frail, potentially disabled older women living into their 70s and 80s. Now, what we found, particularly in this country, is that we've pushed back the onset of death for men in particular. So when we look at the differential between men and women, we find that male life expectancy is catching up female life expectancy in this country. And this means that the growth in carers is actually older men caring for disabled women. And I think we mustn't underestimate the fact that we will have a reasonably healthy older population. So one of the things that that older population increasingly will probably be doing in the future is caring for each other, caring for partners or spouses, caring for siblings, caring for friends and other family members.